The general theme of this camp, all for a closer walk with God. And I'm to fill in four times in devotional talk, and it is supplement to this main theme, prove our closer walk with God by our action, by what we do. And we find out that today the church of Crete is an island that is associated with Greece since ancient times. As for the churches in Crete, they are hopeless. That's why Paul has to say it six times. Every church has a reputation. The church in Rome was highly commended by the Apostle Paul for their faith, which is known throughout the world. And then we come to the church in Crete, which is the opposite. They only have a professing faith, not a real faith. And then when you do not have the good faith, you also do not have good works. How about our church? I thank God I can say in the matter of missions, we have been deeply involved. Not only abroad, but in home missions with our deacons and lay people are willing to go, for example, to Kota Tinggi, which has produced the quickest results. They have now around 50 coming regularly. For charity also, it'll interest you to know, since we started the Mercy Ministry, the Mercy Fund, the treasurer told me, you have given over 50,000. And we try to dispense the money we have in hand as quickly as possible. And at the next session meeting, I'm going to propose that certain people who are in great need should have some portion of it, instead of accumulating. It's meant for good and quick administration. So the six times here where Paul touches on good works, the first time is to denounce them, leaving five times for positive exhortation. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable, disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. Reprobate is a very hard-hitting word. They are doomed. And so, let us find out the five points that remain. What Paul says about good works to the church in Crete. Titus is Paul's personal representative in Crete, just as Timothy is in Ephesus and elsewhere. He told him to go and ordain elders in every city. That means there are many churches started, but all of them are only professionals. How to correct this situation? First is in the pastor. Let us read. Chapter 2, verse 7. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. The rest we have no need to worry. But the emphasis is on the leader. Titus is like a bishop. He is the one above all the other churches by the delegation of Paul. And Paul says, when you go there, you better behave yourself. You are to be a pattern. You are to be an example. A church will be fully attended when the administration, the session, but particularly the pastor, sets the pattern, sets the example. If he is preaching on tithing and doesn't tithe, it is no way. Because the truth will be out. And God himself will not bless the teaching on tithing when he who preaches does not practice. And in every area. He says, let us be happy to keep the Lord's day. But in keeping the Lord's day, it is a time for going fishing and go to play tennis. Sooner or later, you'll be known. You must be a pattern. So, for the last 53 years I've been here, and I've tried my best to behave myself. Not just for the sake of being a pattern, but because one loves the Lord and he loves to keep his commandment. I therefore ask you to pray for me that the Lord will help me to keep straight and do that which is glorifying and well-pleasing in his sight. Now the next point. Looking for the second coming, for the blessed hope, and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Since the beginning, when Jesus was here, who was saying that he will come at the end of the world by certain signs, and his coming must be waited upon, from that time, without consideration even of the signs, but we must always be ready. Well, when we are looking for the coming of the Lord, and we are concentrating our hearts all for Him, to see Him, naturally there will be the good works that will be brought forth. You will not want to spend the money on other things. You will not give the time to going to the cinema. Don't produce cinema. I got corrected by my English, cinema. But now you hear BBC cinema. Wrong pronunciation. And now he says, the end of the world is near. The Bible says, Matthew 24 is so clear. 5 points. The first is false prophets, false Christ. And it is so sad. You can hear the good doctrine in the BB churches, but some are slipping. But they go and try the ecumenical churches in Singapore. You will hear the false teachings. Last Christmas, a newspaper in England made a survey and asked 500 Anglican priests about the virgin birth of Christ, and 135 of them denied. But how can they celebrate Christmas when they deny the virgin birth and you have the virgin giving birth to Jesus? Hypocrisy. No blessing. When I pointed out the mistake, one Indian fellow who attends our church, because he says he likes our doctrine, but he's an Anglican. And when I pointed out these Anglican priests were false teachers, false prophets, he got very angry. Why you attack my church? But we must take sides. We must side with Jesus or with my church, and that is wrong. So that is a situation that shows us the time is very near. We are at the end of the world. Wars and rumors of wars. This was the second time that Iraq was attacked by America. Now the final did not come, and yet Revelation 9:13-16 tells us that the last war we fought erupting from Iraq. So it may be in our lifetime that it will happen, and this time is it. Wars and rumors of wars. And now the trouble is on North Asia side, North Korea. And that makes South Korea and Japan very jittery. With all these tensions, war will come again. When I say such things, you say, Pastor is only scaring us. I want to tell you why my brother has been blessed of the Lord, because he is on the same wavelength with me in regard to the last times, the end of the world. Because he sees, and he jokingly says, don't keep your money for Antichrist. I'm going to spend it all on missions. That's right. And then comes pestilences. epidemics, plagues, terrible sickness, and SARS, this time, scares the people of the whole world. And we must, right from the beginning, Calvin says that the pastor must call the church to repentance, confess sins for the nation, that he may have mercy. It is because of his mercy, not because of our prowess. Because of his mercy, that's why SARS is now in the shadows. And yet, that is one of the signs. And because of pestilences, you will get famines. Why we have a mercy ministry? Because of many of our people who have been put out of job. Famine. And then earthquakes. During the period of attacking Saddam Hussein, before that, in northwest China, an earthquake. Then came Turkey. And then came Algiers in North Africa. 2,000 were killed. And right after that, in North Japan, near the city of Sendai, the earthquake occurred off the city, off coast. But very soon we all forget. We don't ever think of the Lord coming again. And merrily we go on, make more money, all the worldly ambitions with no thought for the Lord. And then now we come, you see, if we are looking for the second coming of God, then we have zealous, we are zealous of good works. The fourth exhortation, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. We should be law-abiding citizens, to obey magistrates. We should be good citizens, especially Christians, to set the example to the rest. Then you will be involved in good works. You must contribute to the maintenance of society as a part of good work, since we are citizens of Singapore. And I'm so glad that we have been involved in social service. And we have picked the Helping Hand, one of the graduates of Far Eastern Bible College, and he does not go into charismatism. And he has sent quite a number of students, even from the Philippines, to study here, and they go back. They are leaders in the drug rehabilitation. Because they say the fundamentalists are not interested in social work. Social work is also good and important, because if you get one of the drug takers converted, he can start another drug rehabilitation center like Robert Yeo, who has been highly commended by the government. His house, I hear, admits about 100 people. Are these people not in the pit of hell? And once they are turned round to the Lord, one soul is worth the whole world. Thank God. Then finally, we have number 6. But number 5 at least. And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses. They be not unfruitful. What is ours? Our church, our college. We must be always ready as a church. But it is a truth, whether you like it or not, that the church, charity and good works are maintained not by the rich, but by the loving poor and middle class. How do $50,000 come in since the fund was started? How many rich people gave to it? I don't know. But I can assure you it's by the loving. And they're very ready to respond when you present the case to them. Here there are the ancient times when you have evangelists and teachers. Bring Zenos the lawyer and Apollos is well known, on their journey diligently that nothing be wanting unto them. In other words, think of those who teach and preach and see that they are adequately supported, because the church, we are already here. But one who travels, Proverbs says that he becomes poor like a soldier or like a traveler. They are spending money all the time. I still remember the story of Lim Pua Hian, the father of Joshua Lim, Elder Joshua Lim. How he went through many sufferings preaching the gospel from one village to another. So much so that he had only 20 cents left. And he had nothing to eat. The people at that time did not know how to take care of God's work and people. Let ours be ready with money for necessary uses. Singapore is a rich country. Despite all the retrenchments, the people are still able to have a good time once in a while. And they can spend, not always, but once in a while, they still can afford it. But today we do not have to take care of evangelists and travel. We are not having this situation. But previous Bible camps, where Dr. Paul Litan, and he was very, very humble. He could have brought his wife, but he did not. And they accepted a humble gift, according to me. But our treasurers may not be so willing. Of course, they are in charge of money and they have to be careful. Not the rich, but the middle class who love the Lord maintain these good works for the Lord. And every one of us must check up with ourselves, what can I do in this public ministry, in the maintenance of the work of the Lord? Let me close by telling you a true story, which will gladden your heart. How many people will be like this lady, who retires from teaching service, and he gets a golden handshake, and it comes up to a very good sum. Immediately she came to see me, I would like to spend 8% of my handshake money. Why 8%? Because the other 2%, she says, I reserve for weekly offering. And she asked me, where is the greatest need? I did not say Life Church. I did not say Farrison Bible College. She says the greatest need. So I told her a certain country. But they are very fundamental and they're in tune with us. If you want to help, you can help there. And I'll show you the published needs. And she's an old lifer, she's a new lifer, joining us from another church because she has appreciated the testimony of the Farrison Bible College and the Life Church. When Paul complains to the churches in Crete, they are professing Christians, but abominable and reprobate in every good work. But now I've listed these 5 instances where we may improve. I did not go into the details. One thing we have learned in preaching is not to mess up with too many details. They can never be absorbed. But we thank God for these devotional talks. Starting from 1, we are justified by works too, James. But that does not contradict Paul. Take care how we build. With wood, hay, stubble, or gold, silver, precious stones. The doctrine of the judgment seat of Christ is much neglected. We never seem to know at all. Oh, the thief. He looked to Jesus and Jesus said, you'll be with me in paradise. So in heaven is only one class. Everyone, last minute, you repent, but you have murdered people, and you are on the same footing as the Apostle Paul or with Elijah and Moses. No. I pointed out last night to you that there is in heaven is a three-class society. Barely saved, overcomers, martyrs. At one time I thought I may have a chance to be employed in Jesus' government during the 1,000 years, even as a policeman or just some very low officer. Nothing doing. It says it's only for the martyrs. So I am downgraded to the other two. Barely saved or overcomers. If I don't care, I may become one of the barely saved and pulled out of the furnace. The wood is almost burned. So let us all take care to walk closer with God in these challenges from the Apostle Paul. Let us pray. Almighty Father, humble us, each one before Thee. We want to do our best because we truly love Thee. Help us to become one like David, a man after Your own heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.